Hi guys, 我是 Jenny, 欢迎大家收听由看言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is your friend Adam.
Oh, yeah, you are our friend. 今天呢我们就要跟大家讲讲啊，在美剧迷当中还有很多英语学习者心目当中一个殿堂级的美剧 Friends.I'll be there for you.
Ooh, yeah, it's a great show, and it's such a really great way to study English.
对，真的非常经典哦，而且对，就是美国的这种 sitcom 啊，情景喜剧，特别是像 Friends 这样，就是讲的我们平常人的生活，所以呢，它里面的场景语言都是特别特别适合作为学习材料的。然后我一想，哇，我和 Adam。我们真的还从来没有在节目里面好好的讲过这一部美剧，然后今天呢，我们就要带大家，这个算是 walk down memory lane 是吧？回顾一下这个经典啊，就从 Friends 这部经典剧集里面的六个经典角色跟大家剖析一下。哎，刚刚我说 sitcom 情景喜剧 ，it's actually short for
situation comedy。
哦，就是情景喜剧 situational comedy。
Right, but at this point in TV history, anything can be a sitcom, right?
但是 sitcom 有一个大的特色，就是你会听到里面人哈哈哈的笑。
Oh, right, the laugh track.
Oh, 这个英语叫 laugh track.
Laugh track, yeah.
好，那 Adam, Friends 这个戏里的六个人呢，他们的人物性格
yeah,
各种各样的。
Right, and I mean, among all of those characters, I'd say it was a perfect mix of...introversion, extroversion.
Smart and dumb.
Smart and dumb, yeah. I was going to say like hot and not hot, but actually they're all pretty good looking.
好，那我们现在就来看一下这六个人物。也要给大家做一个小预告。我和 Adam 呢受喜马拉雅的邀请，在喜马拉雅平台上开了一个全新的美剧学英语。然后我们四月底会重磅推出的第一套课呢，就是 Based on Friends, Everyone's Favorite, 大家最爱的老友记。所以有兴趣的朋友呢，可以到我们今天推送里面来看一下细节，并且现在有个非常优惠的价格，学100多节课连100块钱都不到。But today, it's about character study.
That's right.
我们还是来看看这些角色。Who do you want to start with?
Well, since we already mentioned Chandler, maybe we should start with him.
So if you were to summarize his character, his personality in one word, 这个词会是什么?
Sarcastic.
Sarcastic 就是讽刺
Kind of. This is where we get into a lot of trouble with translations. Like a sarcastic person is one that says like, great, this is so great.
但是他这个 great 是在讲不好的意思。
Right, exactly.
对吧？比如说，啊，我今天钱包被偷了，然后被车撞了。Great,
right.
What a great day.
My wallet was stolen. I'm so happy.
就说反话吗？
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, one thing about...sarcastic versus like 讽刺is you can't sarcastic another person, right? You're just sarcastic. Like, you could be sarcastic to a person. For example, like I said before, teenagers, you know, like, great mom, thanks, this was the best spaghetti I've ever had, mom.
对，就是你刚刚说 sarcastic, 你不能直接用动词说讽刺一个人、那个是 to mock someone.
You can mock, yeah,、right? you mock someone.
那另外讽刺还有一个我们查字典会出现的词是 ironic,、
yeah.
someone's really ironic. 它和 sarcastic 的区别我就这样说吧，说到一个人的性格经常用 sarcastic、说到一件事情啊，很讽刺经常会说这个事情很 ironic.
Right, exactly. Like, if somebody who invented the car、died in a car accident, that would be ironic.
Ironic, 没错。那直到他 you know, falls in love with Monica,、然后一切就改变了。Monica 其实也是这样一个人啊，就是我们说刀子嘴豆腐心有点儿。如果我要说我最像 Friends 的谁的话，可能是 Monica.
Yeah, probably.
对，因为就她比较 responsible 啊，比较有责任。
She's responsible. Well, she's an executive on the show, right?
她是一个 executive chef.
Executive chef, but an executive nonetheless.
行政总厨是吧？
Right.
啊，所以说一个人是老板，就管理层的时候，你可以说他是一个 executive.
Yes.
好，然后他在戏里。I've always seen her as kind of the mother figure. The mother hen?
Yeah, I mean, yes, I suppose. She is someone who really loves order, right? And cleanliness.
Cleanliness, 就是干净。Oh, 而且 it not only has to be clean, it has to be...
Monica clean.
这个要干净到 Monica 干净的程度。
Yeah, it's, I'm not sure exactly what Monica clean is, but another word that often gets used to talk about her is immaculate. So that's like a really deep level of clean.
Immaculate 就是一尘不染，然后干净的不得了。Yes. 就是我们中文说洁癖嘛、mm. 或者英文有一个更口语的表达就是她是一个 neat freak.
A neat freak, yeah.
Right, 因为 freak 是一个神经病、mm-hmm. neat 就是很干净。
Right, now...You know, speaking of freak, there's another freak word or phrase that can be used for Monica, which is control freak.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
她有点 control freak.、Mm-hmm. Control 就是控制。
Right.
一个 control freak 就是那种控制狂。
Right.
控制欲很强的人。Well, that's not like me. 但怎么说呢？就是这个戏里 you know...他要展示的就是 no one is perfect, 人无完人。
Right.
但是这并不妨碍 us forging relationships and friendships to have people who care about us and who love us despite all of our flaws.
Well, again, this show really shows us how important balance is, right?、Mm. These people are all friends because they all kind of complete each other.
对对对 they complete each other, 他们在一起就完整了啊。嗯、诶刚刚讲到那个 Monica, 非常 neat freak, 非常洁癖。他洁癖到什么程度呢就是 she drove away Phoebe, because they used to be roommates. 然后 Phoebe 说、哦、我实在受不了你什么东西我已经很干净了但是你样样东西都要管我。因为 Phoebe, she is the polar opposite.
Polar opposite.
对、
right.
to Monica. 跟 Monica, 就是他们的性格是南辕北辙完全完全两极的。
Mm, well, Phoebe's bonkers.
This word sounds a little crazy, but really fun.
It is fun, yeah.
Bonkers.
Bonkers.
什么是 bonkers?
Just means crazy.
okay.
But, I mean, you know, some of these words in English, they actually, they're really, really fun to say. Like bonk, you bonk your head on the,、
碰撞头了.
on the door or something. It kind of sounds like a sound, right?
Right. So bonkers 是一个形容词。
Yep, it is an adjective. So a person can be bonkers or just as often、a situation, right? If、mm. I complain about my、OCD boss, my control freak boss and all the things she did, my friend can say, that's bonkers.
但是 Phoebe, you know, I've always thought she reminded me of you.
Oh, yeah?
因为她在里面她不只是弹吉他唱歌。
Right.
You、and、play the guitar and you sing.
That's right. And she is a vegetarian.
Exactly.、
Well.
Mm. 也是吃素的。而且我曾经在一个地方看过对 Phoebe 的描述我非常喜欢。我就摘了下来。她说 Phoebe is a happy-go-lucky vegetarian do-gooder.
Yeah, so lots of good phrases there. Happy-go-lucky, I guess that's me.
所以他的意思就是每天很 happy, 不会有很多担忧但最后好事都会发生在他身上他就很 lucky 的是吗
It's all good.
Oh,
yeah,
就乐天派
It doesn't necessarily mean like you have great luck, like every day. Oh, I just won the lottery. oh, I just, you know, did this. I found, you know, $1 million in a suitcase. It just kind of means they don't care.
嗯，对对对，就很乐天的人、mm-hmm. 乐天派 default positive
default positive yep
好那那个 do-gooder 说他是一个 do-gooder 是什么意思
that one is pretty easy to understand they just do good things right
哦、oh, 比如说经常去 volunteer 啦帮助别人啦
yeah exactly、
oh. 好、how many characters did we talk about
I think we've done three
哦、oh, 剩下的三个现在要讲的这个 Joey 年轻的时候真的就是一个鲜肉、
嗯、
诶鲜肉就是一个 young stud you
young
know?
stud but he's got that kind of like boyish face right
exactly、so. 就很 boyish 就像一个男孩大男孩、
mm-hmm.
啊、好那我们来讲讲 Joey 这个角色 just now you said he's got a you know boyish charm
yeah so we could even say he's like a boy caught in a man's body
他的内心还是个小男孩还是个 boy、mm. 虽然他已经是大人长大了 But he's trapped or caught in the
Trapped, caught, stuck
In the man's body
Right
然后 Joey 我觉得他还有一点就是他就是那种很 clueless 的人、
嗯、
我们说的 clueless、嗯、clue 就是线索、
right.
但是这里 when you describe a person、mm-hmm. as being clueless、
right.
我们说的就是就他不太想事儿是吧就很神经很大条、
mm.
嗯、
They just don't know anything
Or they don't want to think about those things、
mm.
就
they don't know what they don't know
大智若愚好讲完了四个角色以后呢我们留了两个就是 on and off off and on 的两个人放到了今天最后来讲、
mm.
他们就是
Well that's Ross and Rachel
Rachel
Yeah,
yeah. 好那 Ross 呢在戏里他是一个 professor
Yes, paleontologist.
古生物学 paleontologist.、
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
然后他就是一个比较书呆子的人。
Yeah, he's pretty nerdy.
Oh, nerdy. 这个词 N-E-R-D-Y.
Yep.
So this is an adjective、
mm-hmm.
which comes from the noun...
Nerd.
对, so Ross is a nerd. That's why he's nerdy.
That's why he's nerdy.
书呆子。还有一个词啊 geek, or、yeah. geeky.
Yeah, there's a lot of debate about this,、so there's not a real definite distinction.、most people say that like, nerds are super smart、
mm.
and kind of introverted, and geeks are the ones that are like, super fans of something.
The debate is settled today.、
Mm-hmm.
你说没有人很好的能区别他们，我有一个非常好的区别。
Okay, 说。
你想听吗？我贡献一下。Nerds, nerdy 是文科的书呆子。
Mm-hmm.
Geek, geeky 是理科的书呆子。
Mm. Yeah.
You were so underwhelmed.
It is a good place to start.
对，但是因为你讲到一个人很 geeky 的时候，我们通常就会想到他。就是啥自己编程啊、mm-hmm. 十岁的时候就自己写了个 app 是吗、
mm-hmm.
对就让我想到就是很理科男嘛、mm-hmm. 那种很 geeky 对 nerdy 就像 Ross right paleontology、
mm-hmm.
yeah I guess it's more liberal art
well put it this way cosplay right a lot of people、
yeah.
love cosplay those are geeks those aren't、mm-hmm. nerds、
oh.
nerds would be at home reading
Paleontology.
Maybe paleontology, but I mean, you can also like love fiction. You don't have to just love science、mm. to be a nerd.
好好，我们再拉回来讲 Ross. 他很 nerdy, 然后他是 Monica 的哥哥。就是这个戏一开始第一季的第一集，他不就离婚了嘛？因为、mm-hmm. yeah, his wife turned out to be a lesbian,、
oh.
right? So he was dumped like right in episode one.
Yeah.
But it turns out to be good news, 因为他跟自己的 old flame, old flame 就是以前的老相好 or I shouldn't say old flame.
They weren't old flames, no, but old crush.
Old crush,
yeah.
单恋暗恋的那个 Rachel.就现在他又给他一个机会、
mm.
是不是但是 the thing with nerds 约女生出去啊就是跟女生接触的时候也会特别不自然、
mm, yeah would you mind if, would it be alright if I asked you out sometime
对就感觉还是其实我觉得 he's kind of adorable
yeah exactly
然后你觉不觉得他还是挺靠谱挺 dependable 的
yeah he's pretty probably pretty reliable although he by the end of the show he was marriedthree times、
so. 对而且在 beginning of the show 虽然离婚了但是 又有了一个 baby 啊、mm. 跟前妻这个 super complicated
yeah exactly
对好那就是 Ross 好那今天最后我们要讲的就是 well I think she's the hottest of all 就是他们所有六个人当中最漂亮最性感的 Rachel
yes Rachel we had to save herFor last, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, I want to be like Rachel. 其实我不是很想像 Monica.
Mm. So this is the problem with Rachel, right? Is、Jennifer Aniston. People love Jennifer Aniston, the actress.、
Mm.
Rachel, the character, actually wasn't really that great of a person.
What's her problem? What's your problem with her?
Well, it's not my problem. It's the audience's problem.、Again, she is very lovable and she's very kind to her friends. But from the first episode, she is introduced to us as a self-centered, spoiled brat.
三个词没一个是好的啊、哦
mm.
Self-centered 就是特别自我中心的、
right.
Spoiled 就是从小被宠坏的因为他爸爸很有钱
Right, so you always hear when she's talking to her dad She always says, Daddy.
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 Oh, don't cancel the credit card.
Yeah, Daddy.
Not now.
Exactly, right? Exactly.
对，然后最后一个叫什么 brat?
She's a spoiled brat, yes.
什么是 brat?
Brat is just a naughty kid.
通常就是一个特别被 spoiled 的 kid.
Right, so spoiled brat is a very common expression.
就个性非常骄纵很骄傲的一个女生啊。Mm-hmm. 对，但是她有这个资本啊，因为她很漂亮，然后她的个性 There are some redeeming qualities about her.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I mean, she was also pretty nasty. Like, it's someone、mm-hmm. that you didn't really want to cross. So when you were saying before about Monica being like the mother, I kind of see her as being more like the mother bear or the mother, you know what I mean? Like if
you... 就很 sassy.
Very sassy, but if you like, if you, you know, harm her cubs, mama bear is coming after you, right? Mama bear is going to hurt you.
对，因为我觉得 Rachel 她其实是一个非常热心 warm-hearted、mm. 而且非常 loyal 对朋友很忠诚的一个人
Right.
好的，那我们今天呢跟大家就是 walk down memory lane 又回顾了一下 Friends 这也就是为什么当喜马拉雅接触我说希望、我来策划一套美剧课程的时候我当仁不让的就是说想做老友记因为真的就是觉得这是一部非常非常适合英语学习的戏里面有很饱满很丰满的人物然后呢也有非常丰富的主题所以呢在这一次全新的课程尝试当中我们也会覆盖全剧一到五季的100多集剧集然后会教你3000多个非常高频常用的口语表达那平时喜欢听我和 Adam 节目的朋友也不要错过这是我们一个新的课程新的尝试希望你会喜欢那当然我们的潘吉坚尼告诉你以及开言英语的会员课程也会照样更新 So Adam, we'll be seeing a lot of each other
I'll be there for you
好的谢谢大家的收听 Okay, we're really looking forward to this course And we look forward to seeing you there Thanks for listening, we'll see you next time 再见
Cause you're there for me too Bye guys